Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach Masechtas Yuma Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We are holding four lines from the bottom on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara brought a machloikis between Rav and Levi in regards to the avodos that a zar performs and would be b'chayev misa. Rav holds that this is only true by avodos matana, avodos where the avodos performed by doing something, by putting something on the mizbeach, masha inkein, an avodah siluk, an avodah of removal from the mizbeach. If a zar were to perform that avodah, for example, trumas hadeshen, he would be potter from misa. And Levi holds that even avodah siluk, an avodah of removal from the mizbeach, is going to be chayiv misa if a zar performs that avodah. And this, according to Levi, is learned out from the riboy of lechol devar hamizbeach, that anything that is related to the mizbeach is going to be mechayiv misa for a zar who performs that avodah. Frek the Gemara on the sheet of Levi. Ve'ema lechol devar hamizbeach klau. Let's say that when it says in the pasuk lechol devar hamizbeach, that's a klau. Avoidas matono prat. And when the pasuk continues, avoidas matono, that's a prat. And the halacha is klau prat. When you have a klau and then followed by the klau is a prat, ein bechlal el mashab prat. That the klau only has the halachas that are in the prat. Avoidas matono in, avoidas silokloi. So since the prat says avoidas matono, we darshin that it's avoidas matono and not avoidas silok. So therefore, according to Levi, it's shver. How does he know that if a zar performs the avodah of trumas hadeshen, that he's going to be chayiv misa l'chayra? It's a klal prat, ein b'chlal l'mashav prat, which would exclude avodah siluk from the chiyuv misa if a zar performs the avodah. Emphati Gemara. Amar Kro, the pasuk says, "Umi beis la paroiches va'avadtem." It says in the pasuk ulmi beis la paroiches, and Rashi explains what the Gemara means to say is that ulmi beis la paroiches is a hefsek in between the klal and the prat, and therefore we darshin ulmi beis la paroiches hu da avodas matana v'loy avodas siluk, that it's dafka within the paroiches in the kodesh hakadoshim, that's where we say that we have the limud of avodas matana v'loy avodas siluk, that it's dafka where you apply something to the mizbeach that there's going to be a chiyuv misa if a zar performs the avodah and not an avodah siluk. Ha bachutz. But if the avodah were to take place bachutz, outside of the kodesh hakodashim, afilu avodah siluk, then even if the avodah that was performed by the zar was an avodah siluk, a removal, for example, the trumas hadeshen, then he would be chayiv misa. Frekti Gemara, ihochi va'avadtem, Nami only based upon Reichesu Avoida Tamo, Veloy Avoida Shiashachre Avoida. When it says Vavavtem, where we learn out the other halacha, that it's Dafka and Avoida Tamo, a final Avoida, where a Zor performs that Avoida that will be Chayiv Misa, but not an Avoida Shiashachre Avoida, not an Avoida which has another Avoida following it, that over there, if a Zor were to perform such an Avoida, he would not be Chayiv Misa. So over there also, we should darshan that mi beis la paroiches, that it's dafka within the kodesh hakadoshim, behind the paroiches, that we say the avoida tamo, that we have the limud of avoida tamo v'loy avoida shiyesh achre avoida ha bachutz. But if this avoida was performed bachutz, so then afilu avoida shiyesh achre avoida, even if the avoida has another avoida following it, it's not an avoida tamo, we should say that a zor who performs it is chayiv misa. This limud is learned out from the word va'avadtem, which comes with a vav prior to the word va'avadtem, an extra vav, and we say vav moisif alinyan rishin, and that is ma'aravit, it mixes it back to the beginning of the pasuk, to the first inyan of the pasuk, and therefore this pasuk of va'avadtem, which teaches us avoida tamo v'loy avoida shetzricha sheyesh achre avoida and not an avoida which has another avoida following it, that applies in all instances, and therefore if a zar were to perform an avoida shiyesh achre avoida, he would be potter from misa. Masha inkein, when it comes to avoidas matana, which does not have a vav preceding it, avoidas matana is dafka going back on ulmi beis la paroiches, which teaches us that it's dafka within the paroiches in the kodesh hakadoshim that we have the limud of avoidas matana v'loy avoidas silo kobachutz. If it's outside of the kodesh hakadoshim, according to Levi, an avoda siluk would be mechayev a zor who performs it misa. According to Levi, that Levi said that avoidas matana v'loy avoidas siluk is dafka in the kodesh hakadoshim. Rava has a shayla. Avoidas siluk beheichal. If an avoidas siluk was performed in the heichal, mahu? What's the halacha over there? Meaning Levi only spoke about the kodesh hakadoshim. He spoke about bachutz. What about the heichal? So do we say lefnim edamin alei? That were medamed to the inner part, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, if it would be doime to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we would say that for an Avodah Siluk, a Zohar who performs an Avodah Siluk would be potter from Misa. Oy, lachutz midamin alei, or do we compare it to lachutz, to outside? And just like if an Avodah Siluk was performed Bachutz on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, so then Azor would be Chayiv Misa, so too if an Avodas Siluk would be performed in the Heichal, Azor would be Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, Hadar Poshta, afterwards Rava was Poshet Hashayla, and he said that the Pasuk says, Ulmi Beis Laparoiches, so we darshan Mi Beis, Ulmi Beis. That is an extra Vav over here in the Pasuk, Ulmi Beis Laparoiches, and that teaches us it's coming to include in the halacha of Mi Beis Laparoiches of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it comes to include the Heichal as well, and the Heichal is doime to Mi Beis Laparoiches, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and just like Mi Beis Laparoiches, we say Avoidas Matana V'loy Avoidas Siluk, so too in the Heichal, we would say Avoidas Matana V'loy Avoidas Siluk. Ferti Gemara El Me'ato, but now, and Rashi explained by the Marsha, explains the Gemara, that the Gemara's question is that Rava only had a Shaila about the siluk of a zor. If the zor performs an avodas siluk, it's mashma that it was poshet to Rava that if there's an avodas matana performed in the heichal, then it would be a chi of misa for a zor who performs that avoda. So the Gemara's question is, el mi'ato, but now zor shesider es hashulchan l'chayiv. If a zor would now perform the seder of the shulchan, of the lechem aponim in the shulchan, which is in the heichal, so then he should be chayiv miso, because that's an avoidas matana. So the Gemara answers, ikka seder bazichen. No, the reason why he's not going to be chayiv miso is because it's not an avoidatama. Yes, it's true, it's an avoidas matana, but it's not an avoidatama, because there's another avoida which comes after the seder of the lechem aponim, namely the seder habazichen, that they had to be mesader the spoons on the shulchan with the levoina. Feti Gemara seder bazichen lechayiv. So, Oibazoi, the Seder Bezichen should be Chayiv. When the Kohen sets up the spoons, and with the Levoino, he should be Chayiv over there. Why are these things not included in the list of the Avodas that a Zor is Chayiv Misa for? So the Gemara answers, Ikka Siluk V'Haktara, that this is not the end of the Avoda. There's the removal from the Shulchan the following week, and the Haktara, the burning of it on the Mizbeach. And therefore, since it's not the Seder HaBezichon, it's not an Avoida Tamo, so a Zor would not be Chayiv Misa. But what the end Avoida is the Haktara, and that could be included, the Ritva says, in the Haktara, which is mentioned by Rav in the beginning of the Sugya. So, in fact, the Gemara, Zor Shasider is HaMenoyer L'Chayiv. If the Zor prepares the Menoyer, the lamps of the Menoyer, he should be Chayiv. When they would prepare the Menoyer, what they would do was, they would remove the lamps of the Menoyer in order to clean out the deshen, and then they would put them back on the menorah. So if the Zor prepared the menorah, this is an avodas matana, he should be chayiv misa. So the Gemara answers, no, ikka nesinas psila. There is the placing of the wicks in the menorah, so therefore the seder ha-menorah is not an avodat hama. For at the Gemara nosam psila lechayiv, if the Zor placed the wicks into the menorah, he should be chayiv misa. The Gemara answers, ikka nesinas shemen. It's still not an avodas tamo because there's the placement of the shemen. The oil has to be placed into the menorah. For the Gemara, nosan shemen l'chayiv. So if the Zor put the shemen, if he put the oil into the menorah, he should be chayiv. And for the Gemara, ikka hadloka, there's the maisa hadloka. The maisa hadloka of lighting the menorah, which follows the nesinas hashemen, that's after the nesinas hashemen. So therefore, the nesinas hashemen cannot be called an avodas tamo. For the Gemara, hidlik l'chayiv. So if the Zor lit the menorah, he should be chayiv. And for the Gemara, hadloka lav avoidahi. Hadloka, kindling the menorah, is not an avoidah. Why? Because the kohen merely it holds the fire to the wick and it lights. The kohen is acting. He's just like an accessory for the lighting of the menorah, but this is not considered an avodah, this action of holding the fire to the wick. For the Gemara, veloy, is it not an avodah? V'hatanya, we learned in a brayso, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen esh al ha-mizbeach, that the b'nei Aaron should place the esh on the mizbeach. V'aruch hu eitzim alo esh, and they should set up the fire on the eitzim, the wood on the fire on the mizbeach. And we say, limeid al hatzos ha-salisa, that this teaches us that the kindling of the small chips of wood, which needed to be kindled when the fire was going out in the mizbeach, and they had to get the fire started again, shaloi tehei ela b'kohen kosher, it should only be performed with a kohen kosher, ubeklisharis with the big day kahuna. So the Gemara says, hatzosas alisa avoidohi, the lighting of the chips on the mizbeach, that's considered an avoidah. But hadloka lav avoidahi, hadloka, kindling of the menorah, is not considered an avoidah. And the reason for this distinction is that the hatzosas alisa, it was not merely a lighting of the chips with fire. It had to be a strong enough fire to get the wood on the mizbeach going, to produce a big fire. And that took more effort. As opposed to the avoidah of lighting the menorah was merely touching the fire to the wicks on the menorah, and that's not considered an avoidah. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara now asks a new kasha. The Gemara says, Elo me'ata zor shesider es hamarocha l'chayiv, that now if a zor sets up the marocha, the wood on the marocha, he should be chayiv miso. Now what is this question over here? So the Rishonim explain that the Gemara's question is based upon the Gemara in Amud Aleph, where we said that if you have an avoidas matana, which is an avoida tama, again, avoidas matana means you're placing something, you're doing an avoida of placement, and it's an avoida tama, it's a final avoida, which does not have an avoida achareha, then there's a chiyuv miso. So now the Gemara is going to list a bunch of different avoidas and ask why these avoidas are not included in the list, where a zor who performs them would be chayiv miso. So the Gemara's question was, Elo me'ata, but now zor shasider es hamarocha, if a non-kohen, were to set up the wood on the marocha, on the pyre, on the mizbeach, l'chayiv, he should be chayiv miso, because this is the final avoida. So the Gemara answers, no, ikka cedar shnei geziri eitzim, there's still the cedar of the shnei geziri eitzim, the two blocks of wood which were placed on top of the mizbeach, and therefore the cedar hamarocha is not considered an avoida tama. For the Gemara, cedar shnei gezirin lichayev, that if a zar were to be masada the shnei gezirin on the mizbeach, he should be chayev misa. And for the Gemara, ikka cedar evarim, there's still the setting up of the limbs of the carbon on the mizbeach, so therefore the cedar shnei gezirin cannot be considered an avoida tama. For the Gemara, v'ha'omer Rav Asi, omer Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, zar shasidr shnei gezir yitzim, if a non-kayin set up the two Geziri eats and two blocks of wood on the Mizbeach, Chayev, he's going to be Chayev Miso. Zot the Gemara b'ha pligi, they're arguing in this matter. Mar Sovar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Avoida Tamahi, that the Seder Shnei Gezirin is in fact an Avoida Tamah, and if a Zor were to perform the Seder Shnei HaGezirin, he's going to be Chayev Miso. Umar Sovar and Rav holds, Lav Avoida Tamahi, that this Seder Shnei Gezirin is not an Avoida Tamah because of the Seder of the Evarim which follows. Zotu Gemara, Tanya Kavosi de Rav, Tanya Kavosi de Levi. We learned in one brisa like Rav, and we learned in another brisa like Levi. Tanya Kavosi de Rav, we learned in a brisa like Rav. Avoidos shezor chayv aleihem miso, the avoidos where zor, a non-kohen, is chayv miso for performing them, are zrikas dam, the throwing of the blood, bein lefnai v'lefnim, sai in the kodesh lefnim, and sai lefnai v'lefnim in the kodesh hakadoshim. The hamaze bechatas oif, one who sprinkles the dam of chatas oif, the hamematze, the hamakter be'oilas oif, or one who squeezes out the blood, or is makter, he burns the oilas oif, the hamenaseich shleish lugimayim, one who pours three lugin of water by the nisach hamayim on sukkis, ushleish lugin yayin, or three lugin of yayin by the nesachim of the daily carbon. So you see over here, Rav includes all of the avoidas that he mentioned in his memra on Amud Aleph, but he does not mention the Trumas Hadeshen. He goes through over here Zrikas Hadam. He talks about Haktara over here, burning of a carbon. He talks about Nisach HaMayim, and he talks about Nisach HaYayin. So you see over here a braisa like Rav. Tanya kavosa de Levi. When we learned in a braisa like Levi, avoidos shezor chayv alehin miso, the avoidos that a zor, a non-kohen, is chayv on them miso, are hamerim es hadeshen. If he removes the deshen from the mizbeach, trumas hadeshen, v'sheva hazois shebifnim, the seven sprinklings of dam bifnim, in the kodesh, in the kodesh hakadoshim, v'sheva metzoyro, and the sprinkling of the oil of the metzoyro, v'hamayla agabi hamizbeach, and one who brings up upon the mizbeach, bein dover kosher, bein dover posel, whether something that's kosher or something that's posel, which means a psul b'kodesh, which initially is not supposed to be brought up onto the mizbeach, but if it was already placed on the mizbeach, it does not get taken down. So we see over here that Levi clearly mentions the Trumas Hadeshen. The Brice over here clearly mentions the Trumas Hadeshen as an avoida where a Zor who performs it would be Chayiv Misa, which is like Levi. And when we say over here that anything if he's Maila Gabi Mizbeach, that includes all the other avoidas that are mentioned in the member of Rav and Levi, namely the Nisach HaMayim, the Nisach HaYayin, or the Haktorah, because these are all on the Mizbeach. So we see over here, again, we have a braisa like Rav and a braisa like Levi. Frekti Gemara, Lama Mefisin. We said in the Mishnah that there's a pious. So Frekti Gemara, why do we do this pious? So the Gemara misunderstands the question, and the Gemara says, Lama Mefisin, why is there a pious? Kedamran, like we said. Like Rashi says, we shouldn't come to Machloikis between the Kehanim. Ella, rather, what the Gemara meant to say is, Lama Mefisin v'choizrinu Mefisin. Why do they keep on doing the pious? Why is it that they convened four times a day to do the pious? Why was it not enough to do one pious and have the lottery for all of the avodas of the day? Why does it have to take place four times over the course of the day? And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kedei lahargish kol ha'azara." This is in order to generate an excitement in the Azara, and this brings more honor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's a gathering, the throngs of Kehanim gathering, all the multitudes of the Kehanim gathering four times a day in order to do the pious for the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Shenemar, and we find the source for this. It says in the Pasuk, Asha Yachtav Namtiksoi, that together we take sweet counsel. Beveseli Kim Nahalech Birogesh, that in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go with excitement, we go with throngs, there's a multitude of people, we go together. So we see there's an idea over here in the Pasuk that we're supposed to have the multitudes of the Kehanim gathering together in order to make a rash in the Beis HaMikdash, and this brings an honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of this, we have the pious four times a day. Oh, your eyes are